Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizani Sunnat with full concentration. Because by looking here and there, by playing on the floor with your fingers, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible that this may result in the removal of its blessings. Our beloved Master, the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated in a summary of hadith, that person who recites salawat, durood sharif, and salutations upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sincerity is necessary, not only for the imams leading the Taraweeh Salah and the committees that appoint them, but also for those people that offer the Taraweeh. If a hafiz recites the Holy Quran in order to gain praise and applaud from the people, or name and fame, or just for showing off because of his recitation, he won't be rewarded at all with any thawab. Instead, he will fall into the abyss of ostentation, riyaqari, and desire for fame. Salaries for reciting the Holy Quran should be avoided. A fixed amount of money is not the only form of salary. It can be in other forms as well, such as clothing, of food, etc. If a hafiz recites the Holy Quran in a particular masjid because he knows that the people there will give him something for his recitation, then whatever they give him will be considered as a salary, even though a formal agreement was never made. However, if a hafiz makes it clear in advance, with a good intention, with sincerity, that he will not receive anything in exchange for the recitation of the Quran, or the committee members of the masjid clearly state that they will not give anything. But then, if they do give something later, this will not harm in any way. Because it is stated in a hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that actions are dependent upon intentions. Subhanallah. Once, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, was asked a question about paying money for recitation of the glorious Quran and dhikr for Isal al-Thawab of a deceased person. Answering the question, he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, said, both paying and receiving money for the recitation of the Holy Quran and dhikr is haram. Absolutely prohibited and forbidden. Both the giver and taker are sinners. And how can they be able to send any reward to the deceased for committing a haram act? In fact, expecting a reward for committing a sin is much more severe than sin itself. If somebody wants to send reward in a permissible way, he should hire the reciter of the Quran for an hour or two in exchange for a fixed payment. Example, he should say, I hire you from such and such time till such and such time. Therefore, he is hiring the time of the reciter. I will make you do whatever I want during this period of time. If the other person says, I accept, then in this way, he will become an employee for that duration of time. And the employer can make him do whatever he so desires. The employer should then say to his employee, recite the Holy Quran, or the Kalima, or Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for so and so deceased person. This is the permissible way. In the light of the blessed fatwa of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, a permissible way of paying money to the hafiz for leading the taraweeh salah can also be obtained. Masjid committees can hire a hafiz with a fixed amount of salary to lead the Isha Salah during Ramadan, and then he can lead the Taraweeh Salah as well, because the Taraweeh Salah is considered a part of Isha during Ramadan. Another way is to appoint the hafiz for 3 hours every day, example 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the condition that he must carry out whatever he is asked to do. The amount to be paid to him must also be fixed in advance. If the hafiz agrees, he becomes an employee. Now, the employer, that is the masjid committee, can make him lead the taraweeh salah during those 3 hours. Remember, whether it is imamat, that is leading salahs, khitabat, delivering speeches, uttering the adhan, or any other type of job that entails a salary, it is wajib, absolutely necessary, to fix the amount in advance. Otherwise, both the employer and employee will be sinners. However, if the amount or price of something is already clear and definite, for example, a bus fare or a fixed amount for loading or unloading each sack of grain, etc., in the market, then it is not necessary to fix any amount in such cases. It is already well known. Also, remember, when a hafiz, or anyone else for that matter, is going to be employed for any job, it is not permissible to say, we will give you whatever is appropriate, or we will please you. Instead, it is necessary to fix the salary. The employer should rather say, for example, we will give you so much of money, X amount of money, a stipulated amount. Further, the approval of the hafiz is also necessary. He must accept this for the appointment of that employment. If the appointment is made, the employer will have to give this hafiz that stipulated X amount of money. Whether the weekly donations of the masjid add up to that amount or not, the employer, which is the committee in this case, can also give the hafiz more than the agreed amount without the demand of the hafiz. The hafiz who cannot lead Taraweeh or cannot recite the Holy Quran without money, or the Naat reciter who cannot recite Naat Sharif due to the same reason, should not commit unlawful acts because of hesitation. Acting upon the method formulated by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, they should earn lawful earnings, rizq halal. If they don't need the money, they should avoid earning it even through the hila, the method prescribed by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. Because the actions performed selflessly have their own unique thawab and reward. A great trial is that when someone does not accept the money offered to him, then people start to praise him for his selflessness, fi sabilillah, a lot. And this becomes extremely difficult for him to avoid ostentation and showing off. How good it would be if such a person, a hafiz, a naat reciter, etc., takes the money according to the previously mentioned method and then secretly gives it as a donation without letting even his closest friend or even family member know about this. Otherwise, it will become very difficult for him to avoid showing off. The pleasure and worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, the pleasure of worship lies in the fact that only the worshipper and his Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal, are aware of his worships. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all Anbiya Alayhim Salaam, all Sahaba Kiram, Awliya Allah, grant us the ability to worship him with sincerity, and may he save us from ostentation and showing off. Ameen bijahin Nabil Ameen. صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the motherly environment of Dawud Islami, a global and non-political movement for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah. It is a motherly request for you to spend the entire night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursdays in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafila with the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in order to learn the Sunnah and fill out the Madani Naamat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr Madina and submit it to the relevant representative of Dawud Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani Islamic month. By the blessings of this, inshallah azza wa jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your iman, to adopt the sunan and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani in'amat. And to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel on the Madani Qafilas. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ey Dawud Islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Jazallahu anna sayyidina wa maulana muhammadan sallallahu alihi wa sallama ma huwa ahluh. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims. Make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani Naamat and to travel with the Madani Qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual efforts to persuade others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the green dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. کہتے رہتے ہیں دعا کے واسطے بندے تیرے کر دے پوری آرزو ہر بے کسو مجبور کی ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما صلی اللہ علی النبی الامی وآلہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.